Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to the words of Jesus, Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 27. And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what does a man profit if he gain the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father, and of the holy angels." Jesus addressed all who would come and follow him. To come and follow Jesus was to become his disciple. Herein, Jesus described the criteria for being his disciple. Would you believe it, but that some are unable to become disciples of Jesus? They're unable because of the present predicament in which they are unwilling to change. Some are unwilling to become disciples of Jesus. Well, who can become a disciple of Jesus? Let's consider the persons. Number one, only those who can experience unashamedly identification with Jesus can become his disciples. Only those who can experience unashamedly identification with Jesus can become his disciples. If you're unwilling, if you're unable, for whatever reason, to experience unashamedly identification with Jesus, you'll never be his disciples. To identify with Jesus is to deny self. To deny self is to disown self. Not give up personal comforts, but deny your right to those personal comforts. We must acknowledge Jesus. If we acknowledge Jesus, he will then acknowledge us. Listen again to Luke 9 and verse 26. "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." So number one, only people who can experience unashamedly identification with Jesus can become his disciple. Secondly, only those who can experience a daily participation with Jesus can become his disciples. If you're unwilling or unable or unavailable to participate daily with Jesus as his disciple, you'll never be his disciple. Listen again to verse 23 of Luke chapter 9. "And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." To participate with Jesus is to take up one's cross daily. To take up the cross daily is to exert oneself, even to the point of death. For a cross frequently meant certain death. Jesus was on his way toward his kingdom. The route to his kingdom lay by the cross. Although he was on his way to certain death, his disciples failed to realize it. Some are unable, my friend, to become disciples of Jesus. We must accept the words of Jesus. We must not minimize the demands of discipleship. God wants every believer to become a true disciple of his. Yes, he's calling you to be unashamed to identify with him. He's calling you to experience a daily participation with him. Being a disciple of Jesus, it's not what you do on Sunday morning, but being a disciple of Jesus is what you do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you unavailable to participate with him daily? I know you're not. You can become a disciple of Jesus. Remember, the instructions you massage into your heart today will determine the quality of life you enjoy tomorrow. Indeed, it is true. A better you begins with a grace view of God.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Nurture. If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. 6270. State your prayer request, please.
Good morning. My name is Lola Gillard. Thank you, Brother Marshall, for the teaching this morning. And thanking the Lord for blessing him with health and strength to continue. Also, all of the people on the broadcast. Thank the Lord for all answered prayers, taking care of my mother and blessing her. And asking prayer for all the churches of Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara Smith, and I'd just like to thank Brother Marshall as well for the teaching. And just today we're continually praying for the salvation of the lost, the homeless, and the ones with addiction. Special prayer for all the churches of Christ and all the ministries that we have. And keep my family in prayer as well as the trustees. I think I have my sister Charlene on the phone. Thank you.
Thank you. 9624, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denise, and I just really appreciate the message given by Brother Marshall. I truly thank him for all the lessons that he teaches us. I'm asking you all to please continue to pray for Chuck Robinson. He's improving well after his stroke, so if you all could keep him in prayer. And Johnny Fisher, who hurt his knee, if you all could pray on his behalf, and also for Christine Jones, who's going through several sicknesses. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 2698, take your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Brother Mike Woods. Thanking the Lord for allowing us to see a new day and waking us up with sound minds and sound bodies. Special prayer for the Florence family as they mourn the loss of their brother and my sister's brother-in-law. Pray for them as they travel to North Carolina today. Continue prayer for my sister Dorothy Hubbard, sister Maddie Florence, my sister Lydia Wards, and the rest of my sisters and brothers. And continue prayer for the Woods, Johnson, Smith, and Hubbard families and the Church of Christ as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. 3824, state your prayer request, please.
Hello?
Hello, state your prayer request, please.
I would like to pray for my mother in her hard times. She has been praising a false god. She has been praising a fake lord named Luke. And I pray that she just gets better and she realizes that there is the one and only true Jesus. Thank you for taking
Thank
my
you.
Prayer request. Praise
Thank
Jesus.
You. 5712, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, this is Leslie, and I would like for you to pray for me and with me for my mother. She's in the hospital, and also for my son. He's not been feeling good, and my daughter, who also has a drug addiction. Thank you.
Thank you. 7341, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. My name is Jackie Williams, and I thank Brother Marshall for the message this morning. I also want to ask the prayers of the saints for a cousin of mine that broke her neck a couple of days ago. She had surgery yesterday. She's in the hospital. I'm asking prayers that she have a full recovery. I'm also asking prayers for my family and I that God continue to bless us and keep us going strong for him. And I'm also praying for my family that they receive salvation. Thank you.
Thank you. This is your host, Aretha Cleveland. I'd like to thank everyone for your prayer for the Black Tie Gala that Danielle said on yesterday. It was a success. The families were very pleased, and they were very honored for us to take time out of our schedules. And they felt that it was strangers who honored them. And I let them know it was caring people. So thank you for your prayer request. Continue to keep us in prayer because we're going to honor Sister Selenina again for 2015. We're going to host another Black Tie Gala. And this year we're going to push forth to even higher heights than we did this year. We're going to trust in God and know that He's going to use us to bless these families in a mighty way. We will now be led in prayer for Brother Patrick Matlock.
Father, please allow it so that when we pray for our girlfriends and our families and our those that are among us who are addicted, as well as thanking you for Black Tie Galas, and when we pray for parents and children, when we pray for the church as well as those that are lost, when we pray for the homeless as well as those who are indeed working with us, and when we pray for the bereaved, when we pray for the sick, when we pray for ourselves, that we can continue to be encouraged by your promise that you're listening to those that are yours, your promise that we can trust in you as the source through which all earthly and spiritual blessings flow, your promise that you'll continue to be with us till the end of the age, your promise that indeed if we stay faithful unto death, you will give us a crown of life which fadeth not away. I want to thank you for incredible women like Sister Aretha, incredible men like John Marshall, others that are playing roles with this ministry, and the men of God that are playing a role in leading and teaching your church. Help us all to be able to play the roles that you would have us to play, knowing that it's not about a power play or a assertion of authority, but it's about basically having oversight so that we can care. Having the responsibility entrusted in you to preach so that people can be saved. And that by continuing to play your role and to follow through with your charge, that you will be well pleased with us. Help us, whether we're in our seat or in our slippers, to be able to move forward and be able to give you glory today. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
I want to be someone.
Thank you. at your call.